Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We give God all praise, honor, and glory for this blessed day. Amen. For this truly is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We pray, amen, that you have had a blessed day in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing, and we do appreciate all of you that are listening, amen, to the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. We're about to start, amen, another teaching. Praise God. We're going into demonology and deliverance. Praise God. And this will be an introduction. Praise God. And we may not get all the way through this, so if not, we will carry it over on our next broadcast. Praise God. Amen. We invite you to go to our website, www.wopministries.org, for more information about our ministry. Amen. Our upcoming conference. Amen. Praise God. We will be sharing more about that. Amen. As time goes on. Praise the Lord. But we do appreciate you, beloved. Praise God. We appreciate all of you that drop emails, amen, to us, prayer requests. Praise God. Those of you that get on live, we thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the word of the Lord. But before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you, God, for just allowing us, Father God, to go into your word, Lord God. We thank you, God, for keeping us in our right mind. We thank you, Father, just for being, God, all by yourself. And, Lord God, we just ask as we go into your word, God, that you would illuminate, enlighten your word. Father, anoint your word. Anoint every listener, Father. Father, stir us, oh God. Father, stir us, God, to get a greater hunger and a thirst after you, Father. We desire your presence, Father. We know, God, that we can do nothing without you. So, God, we just stand in all of you, and we just ask, God, that you have your way, that you minister by your spirit and by your power. We give it up to you now, and we thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, amen, as we begin this teaching, we're going to go to Luke chapter 4. Amen. We're going to be reading the scripture from verses 18 and 19, praise God. And this talks about, this is Jesus, praise God, after he came out of the wilderness, amen, and then he went into the temple, praise God. And Jesus did not actually walk into his ministry until after he came from the wilderness. Amen. He was baptized and he was filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God. And then the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights, praise God. But after he came out of the wilderness, amen, then he went, amen, and we find here in this scripture, amen, that he went to the temple, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He opened the book of Isaiah, and we're going to pick up here at Luke chapter 4, and this will be our theme scripture, amen, for these next series of messages, and we'll have other scriptures that we will start out with as we go further. But this introduction, we want to share this scripture, amen. Luke 4 and 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Praise God. So this lets us know that this scripture right here was fulfilled, literally fulfilled, when Jesus stood up. Amen, to read it, praise God. He knew that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He knew his mission. He knew his call. He knew exactly who he was and what he was called to do, praise God. He was anointed to preach the gospel, praise God. We must have the anointing, praise God. We can be called, amen, but we must wait on that anointing. That's why we have to wait on our ministry, praise God. David, as a shepherd boy, was anointed to be king, but he did not actually take the throne right when Samuel went to him and anointed him. Praise God. David went on back to tend the sheep, and then he ended up, praise God, being Saul's armor bearer for a period of time. Praise God. And so he went through a process before he actually took that office. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus, after he got to this time, praise God, he stood up and he read the scripture. Praise the Lord. And then if you go back down and read it, you know, he closed the book and all the eyes were on them. We're not going to go into that part, praise God. But he did say in verse 21, he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears," praise the Lord. So he knew that it was time for him to go forth, amen, in the ministry. Now, what we want to key in is that Jesus came to set the captives free, praise God. And he wants us to be free. Free from bondages, free from anything that would hinder our walk with God or cause us to be stunted in our growth in the Lord, praise God. And there are many things that enter our lives, praise God, before we're born again, amen, that we have to get rid of, praise the Lord, that we have to recognize, amen, things that come down through the family line, curses and all these things that we have to be freed from, praise God. And so this is the purpose of this teaching, and we're not going to go as in-depth as maybe I would want to in some of this, but praise God, we're going to give you just some nuggets that you can go back and dig, praise God, and just pray and ask the Lord to give you more, praise God. This is what this is about, just so that we can be edified in the word of God, because God wants us free, amen. He wants us free and liberated. The Bible says, "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed," praise God. Now, as a part of this introduction, and that's John 8:36. "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed," praise God. Now, there are some things, amen, doors that can lead to strongholds, and we're going to be talking about several strongholds, amen, strong men, praise God, if you will, in the spirit, things that really grip us and can hold us in bondage, praise God. But before we get there, I want to talk about some doors and things that can lead to strongholds, and one of the things is disobedience. Disobedience is an action or an attitude that the Word tells us not to do or have. Amen. It is also something that God has said for us to do and we refuse. So in other words, if God gives us something to do, we say, "No, I'm not going to do that," or "I'm going to just do." Part of it is disobedience. Amen. And this is a door. Disobedience can be a door, a big door that can open up to other areas and other things that where the enemy can come in. If you read about Saul, when Saul got into disobedience, his life began to take a downward spiral. So we don't want disobedience in our lives, praise God. Now listen, sins of disobedience are a willful action. Willful disobedience will lead to bondage. It will lead to bondage, praise God. One of the strong men is the spirit of bondage, and we're going to talk about the spirit of bondage. That is a strong man, praise God. So it doesn't matter what the sin is. If you let it go, it will eventually, if you do not let it go, it will eventually capture you. So whatever you're in, if you're into something, praise God, and you're doing a thing that you shouldn't be doing, praise God, it will lead to bondage. It will lead you to a path that will tie up your spirit, tie up your soul, praise God. So we must make sure that we recognize these areas, praise God. And this is going to be something that we're really pinpoint our lives, praise God, as we go through more of this, praise the Lord, because I really believe that the Lord is wanting his body and his people to be free, amen, but we must now let God refine us, really get down to the crux of this, amen. If you're born again and you're spirit-filled, praise God, but you're not as productive as you ought to be, you're not as free as you know that you ought to be, amen, and there may be some areas that you really need to surrender to God and face it for what it is. Praise God. Don't dabble in areas where you know that things are not of God. Don't leave those doors open. Close all doors to the enemy. Praise God. And some of this stuff is an act of our will. Praise God, because God will not go against your will. Amen. He will not do that. Praise God. Now listen, the scripture says this, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield your servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." And that's Romans 6:16. Amen. So whoever or whatever you yield your members to, you're going to be a servant of that. Praise God. Another a door that leads to strongholds is unforgiveness. Now, we must walk in forgiveness. Praise God. We must have an attitude that we're going to forgive. Praise God. And even when you're going through deliverance or if someone is praying for you and there are things that come up, you must be willing to forgive. Praise God. Because if you're not, you're not going to get free. Praise God. You got to be willing to let people go. Let stuff go. Let things go that you know you cannot change. Praise the Lord. Don't be in bondage to those things. Unforgiveness is refusing to let go of or excuse a debt owed by another person. You just refuse to let it go. Praise God. You don't realize that you may think you're holding that person in bondage when actually you are the one that's being held in bondage. Praise God. Forgiveness is a product of our soul and spirit. Forgiveness is a supernatural ability given to us by God. The Bible speaks of us forgiving a person 70 times 7 or at least 490 times in one day if it's necessary. So if it becomes necessary to forgive that many times, beloved, we must do that. Now, you can't count 490 times in a day. So that means that we must have the attitude that we will forgive and forgive and forgive. Praise God. Don't keep account of it. Don't say, I'm going to forgive you, but I don't forget. But I won't forget. You're not forgiving. You got to release it and let it go. That's all part of forgiveness. Amen. Now, you can read more about that in Matthew 18 and 21. When you forgive a person, you release them. Amen. We just said that. You got to let them go. It is a total releasing, and this must be done as an act of your will. Praise God. And when you truly forgive, the Lord will release it out of your spirit, and he will even release your memory. Praise God. It won't. There will be no residue. He'll flush out all that yuck stuff. Praise God. Anything less than this is not forgiveness, and this will open the door for the enemy to gain entrance in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Unforgiveness keeps the door for the enemy and his tormentors to come into our lives and torment us. And he's a tormentor, so he looks for ways to wreak havoc in our lives. Praise God. And they will continue until you're willing to forgive totally. Praise God. When God forgives, he throws our sin into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it anymore. Now, this is a blessed thing. So when he forgives us, he throws it away. You might bring it up, but he'll say, what is that? I don't know what you're talking about. Praise God. That's how much he cleanses us. Praise God. And that's freedom. That's liberty. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is important. God doesn't go fishing for our sins. He doesn't go back and he just, you know, re-catch it and bring it back up. Amen. When it's gone, it's gone. Praise God. It is forever buried in the sea of forgetfulness. So just as God forgives, we must completely forgive without reservation. Don't hold anything, you know. Don't draw anything back. Don't keep anything in. Just let it go. Praise God. Amen. So one door is disobedience, and then unforgiveness. And here's the next one. Emotional trauma can lead to strongholds. A lot of traumas and things that we may go through. Emotional trauma includes inner wounds or hurts, trauma caused by physical injury or emotional shock. Praise God. Emotional trauma causes lasting damage, which can be psychological, spiritual, or emotional. Okay, all these areas that can cause trauma. And if we're not healed of that, it can lead to a stronghold. Praise God. Even accidents, near-death experiences, all these things that cause fear, all these things can lead to strongholds if they're not dealt with, praise God. Rejection, ridicule, dominations, and control can cause deep, far-reaching pain in our spirit, praise God. So all these things we must recognize. So if you had something happen to you as a child, praise God, that caused a lot of trauma, that caused a lot of hurt, and you weren't healed from that, praise God, then the blood of Jesus, you need the healing balm of Gilead to go down in that area and dig that out and just free you, praise God. And you can just pray even now as we're ministering. If things are pinging at you and you begin to feel that tug, that ping, just quietly pray. Just pray, Father. I feel that, Lord. You touch me. He may bring a thought to your mind. Praise the Lord. You don't have to have someone to lay hands on you, beloved. You don't have to wait to a service or a big service or somebody to call you out. Amen. You can begin to pray right now as the Holy Spirit begins to minister. Praise God, because this is what the word will do. Amen. God comes to set us free. So you just begin to lift up your hands, praise God, and just begin to call on the name of the Lord and say, Father, help me, touch me, minister to me right now, Father. That one that hurt me, that one that abused me, that teacher that said those mean things, that rejection that I may feel, or that unforgiveness, you just begin to give it to the Lord, and the Lord will take it, and he'll cleanse you. And then you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, come in and fill that area. Now you fill it up with your Holy Ghost and begin to praise God. Begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. Let the freedom of God minister to you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, whatever the source or the trauma may be, you recognize this. Jesus comes, and it comes to heal. He comes to bring a resurrection life in your life and in those areas, praise God. He came to heal the brokenhearted, as we just read from Luke 4:18, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus said this. Amen, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal, hallelujah, the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So Jesus came that we might have life and that we may be free, praise the Lord. So all emotional trauma, things of the past, and you may not can go back and get to that person and ask them to forgive you, but you can take it to God, and you can ask him to forgive. You can ask him to cleanse, and you can ask him to heal, and he will do just that, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, another door that can lead to a stronghold is inner vows and judgment. And when I read this, when I studied this, this was really powerful, because I never thought that this could lead to strongholds. An inner vow is a vow made early in life. It is made with deep emotion, often in response to a person, an experience, or a desire. Listen to this, beloved. It is a vow made to ourselves and not to God or others. Inner vows are judgments that we make, often as children, against our parents, caregivers, school teachers, or others in authority. Once made, inner vows are often forgotten. However, the vow will resist the normal maturing process. Inner vows may lie dormant for years until the right situation acts as a trigger. Often buried in the past and forgotten, these inner vows bind us to a mindset or course of action which is fleshly and prevents our emotional or spiritual development. So when we become a believer and the Holy Spirit fills us, he is prevented from penetrating that area because we have not broken that vow. Inner vows open a door for the evil one or the enemy to gain legal ground in our lives. Now let me share an example. Praise God. A grandmother once shared how she was abused as a child, and she vowed that she would never abuse her children like she had been abused. When she was an adult, though, she didn't beat her children like her parent did her, but she did abuse them. Once it was discovered that she had made an inner vow, she sought freedom from that area and from that vow that she made, and she was healed. The Lord set her free from the abusive manner that had followed her all her life and that had affected her children. Vows are very powerful. Words are powerful, beloved. Praise God. So we must be very, very careful if God brings that up. Amen. You made a vow as a child, I'll never do this or I'll never do that. But you find that you're following a pattern. Praise God. Amen. Allow the Lord to go in and break that. praise the Lord, so that that thing will not be held over you or affect your family or whoever, just like this precious woman, praise God. So we must be careful not to make inner vows. And if we discover that we have, amen, we must repent, beloved, and close the door to the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, the last door that I want to talk about is curses. Now, the word curse is found over 230 times in the Bible. We are either blessed or we're cursed. Amen. There's no in between. The word curse, it means to utter a wish of evil against someone, to call for mischief, injury, or for someone to become, or to put a spell on someone. Amen. All that is part of a curse. Curses result from breaking God's commandments. Now, when we don't obey God, praise God, we run the risk of falling under a curse, praise God, because, you know, the Bible talks about us giving and our tithe and offering, and if we don't, amen, we could come under a curse. And we don't want to be cursed. You don't want your money to be cursed. You don't want your family to be cursed. You don't want your possessions to be cursed. You don't want your land to be cursed. You want to walk in the blessings of God. And when you obey God, you're blessed. You're blessed going in, blessed coming out. Your field is blessed. Your baskets are blessed. Everything about you is blessed. Amen. When we walk upright and we please God and we serve God, amen, and we obey God, amen, we walk in the blessings of the Lord, praise God. The blessing of God does make rich. It adds no sorrow, praise the Lord. Amen. So we want to live clean and live holy, praise God. We want to live according to the word of God, so that we walk in the blessing of the Lord, praise God, so that when the enemy comes, amen, he'll find no resting place in us. He should find no spot in us that he can take up residence. Oh, my God, because we're children of the Most High God. Amen. And so given that and knowing that, praise God, we should not allow the enemy to have any place in us, praise God. Now, I'm reminded in the word of God when Achan, amen, he took the thing that was cursed and he brought a curse upon his whole family. Matter of fact, he brought a curse on Israel, amen, because Israel went to battle. Now, they were in the habit of winning, but they lost. So right when they lost, Joshua knew, wait a minute, something's wrong, because God has promised us the territory. Amen. He's promised us this land, so there's no way we should be losing. Praise God. And when he went before God, God said, you're cursed. Amen. Because Achan had taken what he should not have. And he caused death to come upon himself and his family. Praise God. We must realize, beloved, amen, that we can cause tragedy to come to our family. Men, if you're not taking care of your family, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you can cause a curse to come upon your family. You can cause things to come upon your family that they really shouldn't have to, amen, go through. Women, you as well, if you're walking in disobedience, praise God, not walking in line with the word of God, we can cause things to come upon our families, praise God. So we don't want to do anything that would cause a curse, amen. Achan, amen, he did a terrible thing, but they couldn't go any further until that was dealt with, praise God. Amen. We talked about Ananias and Sapphira when we were talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because God had to correct them strongly, and they ended up losing their lives for lying. Praise God. And you recognize this, beloved. That same Holy Spirit is right in the land today. The same Holy Ghost is moving right now. He's not tolerating, praise God, sin. God is not tolerating foolishness in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is why we must make sure, amen, to make our calling and election sure. Praise God. Work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Recognize the hour that we're living in, the days that we're living in. Praise God. Now listen, a person who is under the influence of a curse will often feel frustrated and disappointed. You may achieve a certain amount of achievement. Your future may look hopeful, but then something happens and down you go again. Praise God. It's almost like you make 2 steps forward and 10 steps backwards. Praise God. Amen. But God wants us to continue to go forward. Amen. So when we see things in our lives and we recognize that something is drastically wrong, praise God, if God reveals a curse, whatever it may be, amen, we can deal with it. We deal with it in light of the word. Praise the Lord. Now listen, causes of curses. Some causes, just a few: disrespect or disobedience to parents, Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Children sometimes, amen, get into trouble, praise God, and they cause a lot of trouble upon themselves. And some, amen, have shortened their lives because of disobedience and disrespect, praise God. I want to read this scripture, praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Honor, the Bible says honor, that means respect, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Disrespect to parents. Praise God. So we must honor, amen, respect, and not only, praise God, our natural parents in the Lord, but, amen, our elders, our leaders, our pastors, amen, we must honor them and respect them, praise God, because this is right. Amen. We want the blessing again, the blessing of the Lord to be on our lives. Praise the Lord. Now, another cause of curses can be involvement with the occult. Praise God, a sorcery, witchcraft, amen, all these things, praise God, can bring curses on our lives. Galatians 5, 20 and 21. Amen, let's go there. Galatians 5, 20 and 21, praise God. Amen. Let's go back to verse 19. Now, this is the works of the flesh. We'll just read through this. It says, now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Amen. Witchcraft takes on a whole lot of forms. Amen. Control, manipulation, intimidation, all of those. Dominance, to be dominating, all of that. Praise God. Let's see. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So there's no way we're going to inherit the kingdom if we're walking in any of these things. Praise God. Amen. Now, this is the word of God. Praise God. And we want to be clean. We don't want to curse on our life. Amen. We can be free because the word of God says so. Amen. Now listen, another cause: all forbidden, apparent, or unlawful sexual relationships. Amen. Now Deuteronomy 27, 20 through 23. Praise God. Okay, let's go there. Deuteronomy 27. Praise God. 27, amen, verses 20 through 23. It says, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Now listen, this is really talking about impurity. It's talking about lust. It's talking about incest. Praise God. All these things will bring a curse on you, bring a curse on your family, will cause, amen, generations to be cursed, and, amen, daughters to be following in this pattern. Amen. So the Bible says that you're cursed when you commit these things, praise God. Amen. And we don't want any of this stuff in our lives, praise God. And I know abuse has happened in families, praise the Lord. Amen. If you found that you were abused, amen, that's a great hurt, praise the Lord. God can heal you. He can restore you, praise God. He can mend you. He can make you whole, praise the Lord. You just ask the Lord to touch you. Ask him. Amen. And ask him to, if you haven't forgiven, forgive that one. Release them. Amen. Allow the blood of Jesus to permeate that area, and the healing balm of Gilead to permeate that area. Thank you, Jesus, because he will do it. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Amen. God will heal. Amen. He'll restore you. He'll put you back together again. Amen. And you can continue on, praise God. Amen. And all the shame, all the guilt, get rid of it. That one right now, you've been abused as a child. Amen. Somebody violated you. Praise the Lord. Forgive them. Let it go. But ask God. Ask him to go down in your life, praise the Lord, because what's happened is your soul has been affected. Your emotions has been affected. Oh, by Shando, oh, Kade, Shikerede, Seya, oh, by Shandabo, Sekanda, Hande, Shelabu, Sataya. Oh, my God, but the Spirit of the Lord, amen, can go down and do what only he can do, bring healing and wholeness to you. Man, woman, whoever you are, praise the Lord, praise God, will set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, listen, another cause of a curse is stealing and lying. Praise God. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Praise God. Amen. Zechariah chapter 5. Praise God. Verses 3 and 4. Amen. Amen. Okay. Chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. And the scripture says this: Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it, and every one that sweareth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. My God. Amen. Now listen, so we don't want to lie, we don't want to steal. As a matter of fact, when you talk about lying, praise God, amen, the Bible says that all liars are going to find their part in the lake of fire. Amen. So we don't want to be found lying, cheating, stealing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Being dishonest. We talked about godly character, amen, a while back. Praise God. Well, the consequence of doing these things, amen, we'll lose out with God. We'll have no place with him. Praise God. So all of these things we must, amen, again, allow the Lord, amen, to bring healing in our lives and deliverance. Praise God. Total and complete deliverance. Don't play with God. Don't play with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you are serving God, let God be God. Fully surrender to the will of God in your life. Let him take control. Let the Holy Ghost do his job in you, and then you walk in it. Praise God. Some of you listening right now, there's some doors that you need to close. There's some relationships that you need to let go of, because there's some people that don't mean you any good. Praise God, they're smiling and they're saying they, you know, they care about you, they love you, praise God, but they're not healthy for you. Praise God, they don't mean you any good. Some of you got some unhealthy relationships. Amen, praise God. Single men, single women, praise God. You got some unhealthy relationships going on. Amen, and it's hindering your progress in God. You can't go any further. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Amen, light and darkness ain't going to mix. Praise God, oil and water don't mix. Praise God. Amen, you got to make up your mind, amen, that you're going to serve God. Amen, and that you're going to go with God, and you're going to trust him, praise God. If you're wanting a mate, praise the Lord, just get in the will of God. Hide yourself, amen. Hide yourself in the Lord, amen. Allow the Lord to just make you so you get to know who you are, praise God, and you get secure in the God that you're serving, praise the Lord. And so then when it's time for that one to come into your life, praise God, you'll be on firm footing, praise God, amen. But if you're not ready yet, praise God, just wait. Amen. It doesn't mean that you won't have someone that God, amen, won't tailor-make someone for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. But sometimes we're so fragmented and we're so broken, amen, because things that we've been involved in, amen, God's trying to just heal us. He's trying to put us back together again. Praise God. So don't be so quick to jump in relationships that you're not even ready for. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just let God be God. Let him be God in your life. Praise God. And finally, the last cause of a curse is dependence upon human strength, wisdom, and goodness. Praise God. Now, I want to read Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. Praise God. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6. Praise God. It says this. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. So in other words, praise God, if we make flesh our arm, we're going to be, praise God, in a spiritual dry place. Amen. So we got to make sure that we stay on watered ground, watered soil. Recognize, beloved, that God is your source, not man. Praise God. No matter how God uses a person, God still has to be our source. We can't lean on the flesh. Look to Jesus. He's the author, and he is the finisher of your faith. God will speak to you. Amen. He will commune with you. He will talk to you. Amen. He'll speak to you through his word. He'll speak to you himself. Praise God. And then when someone comes along and shares a word or the preach word, or if you're at church, you get a confirmation, you know that you've heard from God for yourself. We must each have a relationship with the Lord. Praise God. Never depend on people so much that you can't go to God for yourself. You've got to be able to get a hold of the Lord. You've got to be able to pray through. Praise God. Amen. We got to know God. We got to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. We can know Jesus intimately. We can know God. Amen. We can have that walk with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It takes time to develop a relationship. But, beloved, we can do that because Jesus said it. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to drink, amen, from him, from living waters. Amen. He wants us to dive into the word. He inhabits the praises of his people. Praise God. All of these things will make a vital relationship with God. Praise God. If you don't ever make an impact in the world, if you will, quote unquote, your relationship with God must be tight. Praise God. If I never preach another good message or a message in general, it doesn't matter. Praise God. What matters is my relationship with the Lord. I don't want to be a castaway. Amen. Paul said, you know, I could be a castaway when I preach to others and then be a castaway. Don't want to be a castaway. Praise God. We want to stay linked up with God and right in line with him. Amen. So when we minister, praise God, amen, we don't, for example, you know, sometimes we get caught up and we got to get a word because we know we got to give it, but then our own recesses are empty. Amen. Our own relationship, our own time with God is empty. Praise God. We got to stay fresh, beloved. We must stay in line. Amen. Peter, amen, and the apostles, when they recognized that there was other needs in the church, they knew that they had to continue to give themselves to the word and prayer. Praise God. They had to stay in that vein, and we must do that, beloved. Praise God. Amen. So, again, causes of curses, disrespect or disobedient to parents, involvement with the occult, all forbidden or unlawful sexual relationships, stealing and lying, and finally, dependence upon human strength, wisdom, and goodness. Praise God. All these things, amen, can cause curses. They can cause us to be in bondage. Amen. Now, some of the strong men that we're going to talk about, amen, as we get further into this, we're going to be dealing with the spirit of divination, the familiar spirit, the spirit of jealousy, the lying spirit, the perverse spirit, the spirit of haughtiness or pride, the spirit of heaviness, spirit of whoredoms, spirit of infirmity, the deaf and dumb spirit, the spirit of bondage, the spirit of fear, seducing spirits, the spirit of antichrist, and the spirit of death. All of these are strong men, praise God. Amen. And there are doors that are open and symptoms to each of these spirits. And as we get further along, we will talk about them. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to know that Jesus came to set us free in spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. And we must close all doors to the enemy. Amen. We don't want to be bound. We want to be free. Praise God. Again, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. Now, one of the things that we must recognize and we must know, amen, we must know some of the attributes of God, praise God, as well as some of the attributes of the enemy, praise God. You must know both, praise God. So we we must know that God is a spirit. Amen. He is holy. He is eternal. He is infinite, praise God. That means he has no limits. Amen. Except when he is limited himself by his word. Amen. So on a normal plane, he is without limits because he's infinite. Praise God. He's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at once. Praise God. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. And he's almighty. Praise God. He is truth. Thank you, Jesus. He never lies. Amen. He's just. That means he's 100% fair in his actions to us. Praise God. He is a just God. And when he justifies you, it's just as if you had never sinned. Praise God. That's how much he cleanses us. It's just as if it never happened. So when you stand in his court and you come before God the Father, he cleanses you with the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you're given a not guilty sentence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't it beautiful to know, amen, that when a young man or young woman or whoever comes to God, that God gives them a not guilty sentence, writes their name into the book of life. Praise God. If you are born again, amen, child of God, your name is in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. You're in the family. Praise God. You're in the family of God. Praise God. And if you're listening and you have not made Jesus your Lord, you can do that right now, beloved. Praise God. You may be listening. Some of you may be listening just, you know, on the internet, and you found this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And the convicting power of the Holy Ghost is convicting you right now. You can make Jesus your Lord. Amen. All you have to do is recognize that you're a sinner. Recognize that Jesus is not in your heart. Recognize that Jesus died for your sins that you might be free. And then ask him to forgive you and cleanse you. Go to God yourself. Tell God what you've done, praise God. Tell God how you've displeased him and how you've walked and how you've lived, praise God, and ask him to forgive you of all of your sins and wash you in the blood of the Lamb. And ask him to come into your heart and make a change and a difference, beloved. And if you pray that prayer and you mean it, he will come in. He will do it overnight. He'll do it in a split second. Praise God. One second you could be unborn again or not saved, and this next second you're in the family of God. Hallelujah. That's how much God loves us, because he sent Jesus. Jesus came and he died that we might be free. He died that we may be reunited to our Heavenly Father, be restored back, amen, to God, and reconciled back to him. And then we can walk in total dominion. Praise God. We can walk in that authority that God has given us through Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And we can bind the enemy. Praise the Lord. We can bind those things, amen, that need to be bound. Hallelujah. And as we bind them on earth, they're bound in heaven. Praise God. We can go up in the heavenlies and do warfare. Praise the Lord. And bind the enemy and restrict him. From moving. And then we can loose and command the angels and call for the angels to go forth and do warfare on our behalf, that victory may be won in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, God is righteous. He's totally good. Praise God. God is life. He is life. Praise God. He's the reason that we breathe. Amen. It's because of God, because he breathes the breath of life in us. He's the reason for the season. Amen. He's unchangeable. Praise God. And I want to read, amen, James chapter 1, verse 17. Praise God. We want to read that scripture. Praise God. James 1 and 17, it says this. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is, amen, he is unchangeable. Praise the Lord. Now listen, he is sovereign. God is a sovereign God. He has absolute supreme rulership. He makes decisions, amen, that are in our best interest. Praise God. And some decisions, amen, God makes, we may not understand them. but we must recognize that he's sovereign. In other words, God is looking out over the whole entire universe. He looks over our life, praise God. He sees things we can't see. So sometimes he makes decisions, praise God. And even though we don't have all the pieces, praise God, we recognize, God, you're sovereign. You know the whys and where to force, praise God, and we accept the will of the Lord, amen, amen. When things happen and people leave, amen, by way of death, praise God, and we may think, God, why did that happen? And God may not give us all the reason, praise God, but he's a sovereign God. And when we accept that and we walk in that, we know that God knows what's best, praise the Lord, amen. We know he has our best interests at heart, praise the Lord, and God doesn't make mistakes. Amen. He does not make mistakes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You have to accept that. Amen. That thing that may have happened that have hurt you, that you seemingly right now can't get through. Praise God. But when you really get in God's face and you seek him and you ask him to help you and come in, praise God, he will give you the peace. And he'll give you the wherewithal, amen, to pick up and move on. Praise the Lord. You must keep moving. You're here. You're here for a reason. Praise God. God has a plan for your life. Amen. It's not over. Praise God. One door may have closed. One chapter may have ended. But there's another chapter that you must walk in, beloved. Praise the Lord. Amen. You must, amen, just allow God to be God. Praise God. Now, God is love. He is the most loving personality in the universe. God loves you. He loves me. He loves us. He loves his children. Praise the Lord. He's watching out for us, watching over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. He's absolutely trustworthy. You may think, I can't trust nobody. Come on, somebody. But you can trust God. You can trust his word. You can trust that what he says he will do, praise God. You can trust that he's faithful. You can trust that he's loving. You can trust that he's kind. Praise God, all of these things, that he's just, that he's pure, that he's righteous, that he's holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen. As we pray, we must believe that God will move because he's trustworthy. Believe God. Take God at his word. Praise the Lord. Now listen, God is merciful, amen, he's merciful, his mercy, praise God, is displayed at times, amen, that blows our mind, praise God, God will display his mercy when we think, oh my God, I don't deserve that, come on somebody, I don't deserve that, but because of the mercy of God, because of his grace and because he loves you, hallelujah, he'll prove himself to you because he is faithful. Thank you, God. And then God is provident. He watches over and he cares for us, for his creation. Praise God. He watches over his word to perform it. Thank you, Jesus. When he speaks a thing, he then sets out to see that it is completed. So when God's word goes out, hallelujah, as it goes out, the Holy Ghost goes. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, to make sure that that word gets accomplished and everything that has been said gets done. Hallelujah. It won't return back void. Thank you, Jesus. So you know what? The word of God is powerful. Amen. And there's a scripture that says he sent his word to heal. Amen. So when the woman with the baby, her daughter, was possessed, praise God, was demonically possessed, amen, and she really wasn't privileged to get the healing that she was looking for her daughter. But she said, Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs from the table. Hallelujah. Jesus saw her faith, and he spoke the word, and her daughter was healed. Amen. The centurion just told Jesus, speak the word. You don't have to go touch my servant. Just speak the word, and I know it'll be so. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's providence. God watches over his word. And listen, God never acts out of character. So we can trust and have confidence in God's judgment concerning our lives. He will always do what's best for us, always, all the time. Amen. In every situation, God is watching over his word. Praise the Lord. Now, it's a little bit about the enemy, the devil, some of his attributes. He's a liar. Thank you, Jesus. He's a murderer. Mm-hmm. He's a sower of discord. Amen. If you're walking through some discord, or you see discord or confusion, you know the enemy is messy. Amen. He's in the midst of it all. It ain't the people. It ain't your brother. It's not your sister. Come on, somebody. It's the devil. And we've got to kick the devil out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Recognize when he's moving. He's an adversary. He is your enemy. Praise God. That's why we don't need to have nothing in our life that belongs to him. He's an enemy. He hates you. You may love that flesh. You may love what you're doing. Praise God. But it's going to kill you, you silly thing, if you don't get it together. Praise God. If you don't make up your mind, you coming out of it. Amen. The devil's going to take you out because he is your enemy. He hates you. He hates everything about you. Glory be to God. Ain't nothing in you that the devil likes. Praise God. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He's cunning. He's slick and he's a deceiver. Amen. He's wicked. He's malignant. That means he's totally evil. Praise God. He's a coward. He ain't got no backbone. Amen. The Bible says he goes around as a roaring lion. He ain't even a lion. Praise God. He just roars like he is one. He's a fake and he is a phony. Praise God. He's a tempter. Amen. He will lead you into sin. He'll set you up and then he'll cut the limb off and there you are. Praise God. Praise God. He'll send Sally right your way. He'll send Joe Blow right your way. Come on. Praise God, and set you up, praise the Lord, and then after you've done whatever you've done, praise God, ain't nobody there for you. Come on, somebody, amen, the devil ain't even there, praise God, amen, you got guilt, you got shame, you got all that to deal with, but praise God, the blood of Jesus will wash you and clean you up, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. These are attributes of the enemy, amen. So when you begin to see the devil for who he is and sin for what it is, you begin to hate the sin. You begin to hate that thing enough that you want it out of your life. Amen. Some of us got things in our lives and they're there because we don't hate it. Amen. We're comfortable. Praise the Lord. We ain't ready to stop doing it. Amen. But you got to get in your mind and know this. Amen. That we ain't going nowhere spotted. We ain't going nowhere with no wrinkles. Praise God. Because Jesus said he's going to have a church, a body without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Praise God. So we got to get real about our salvation. Amen. Amen. Now listen, the enemy is a thief. Mm-hmm. He's the ultimate thief. Amen. We already quoted the scripture, where he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. He ain't got no principles. He ain't got no morals. Praise God. He's proud. He's haughty. Amen. He's deceitful. He's fierce and cruel. Praise God. Amen. That's why we got to stay off his turf. Praise God. Stop trying to be a wonder. Amen. Stay off the devil's territory. Amen. You don't need to be, you know, dipping and dabbling. Praise the Lord. Stay off his turf. Praise God. Amen. He's aggressive, and he is a destroyer. He'll stop at nothing to destroy us. Praise God, because he knows he ain't got but a short time. Praise God. That's why he went on in the garden, because he was looking for a way to get in. And he's still looking for ways to get in. Come on. Amen. So we got to kick him out. Praise God. Now listen, the devil is negative against God. Mm-hmm. He's a fallen angel. As a result of the fall, he did not become more powerful. Listen, sin always weakens whatever it touches. Praise God. So if we get into the works of the flesh, he is powerful because that is his playground. He dwells in flesh. Praise God. Amen. Some of the works we already talked about, but let's go here again. Some of the works of the enemy is sin, sickness, fear, death, depression, murder, temptation, deception, lust, and rebellion. So this is why deliverance is needed. Amen. It's needed. Praise God. These areas affect us when we open ourselves up to the works of the enemy by yielding to the flesh. Flesh stinks in the nostril of God. Amen. Ain't no flesh going to tarry in his sight. So when we do anything in flesh, we can be singing, we can be praying. Amen. Ain't anointed. Come on now, testifying even. All this stuff. Amen. If it's not born by the Spirit of God, it's flesh set down. Praise God. You know, years ago, they would set people down in a minute. You get up talking some crazy stuff, they're going to set you down. Oh, my. We don't see that a lot now because people get so offended. They get so hurt. Praise God. They keep their feelings on their shoulders. Praise God. Y'all know it to be true. Amen. If you're listening, you know it's true. Praise God. You don't want to offend nobody, so you don't tell them the truth. We got to speak the truth in love. Come on now. Amen. But some of this stuff we need to stop. Praise God, because it's time that we really recognize, amen, what's going on, amen. And when the atmosphere is not pure and not clean, God can't move. Praise God. He's got to move through a pure, clean atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen, the subject of demons, this is a real, it's very real. Praise God. Demons are real. It's like angels are real. God is real. The devil is real too. Praise God. Now, we know that the enemy is the chief evil spirit and the original source of evil in the universe. So the Greek word for devil is used in connection with Satan. It's diabolos, and it means adversary. It means false accuser, slanderer, and devil. Praise God, just to give you a little bit of that. Praise the Lord. Now, you can read some of these scriptures here. Matthew 9 and 34, we're not going to read that. This just gives us a source of evil spirits and demons and all of that. Matthew 9 and 34 and Matthew 12 and 24. Praise God. Now, I'm going to go into just a little bit of the nature of demons. Praise God, and what they are. Now, we've just told you who the devil is, just some of his attributes. We're going to talk a little bit about the nature of demons. Praise God. They are evil. Okay, let's look up Judges chapter 9, verse 23. Amen. And we're going to just touch this a little bit, and we'll pick up on our next broadcast. But let's just read this one scripture here. Judges chapter 9, verse 23. Praise God. I'm having trouble getting to it. Amen. Judges 9 and 23. Okay, it says this. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. Demons are evil. Praise God. There wasn't nothing nice about this. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there were times in the Bible when God allowed the evil spirit to go torment folks like he did Saul. Praise God, I think in 1 Samuel 18, 9, and 10, when the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, then an evil spirit came upon him, amen, and tormented him so much so that David had to go and play, amen. And, you know, because David was anointed, he was an anointed man of God, praise the Lord, and when he would begin to play that spirit, amen, Saul would be calm, amen, Saul would calm down, amen, he would be comforted, praise the Lord. We got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need Jesus in this hour. Praise God. We're going to pick up, amen, on our next broadcast. We're going to go into some more of this about talking about the nature of demons. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. Father, I just ask that you minister to everyone that's listening, everyone that has listened today. Father, whatever areas you're dealing with us on, Father, as we hear the word, help us to surrender to you and help us to open up to you, Father, that you minister. You touch right now, Father. Touch those that are listening live. Touch the callers that called in tonight, our caller. Father, we thank you for him now. We want you to touch and minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we want you to take us further. Take us further in your word. Don't let this word slip from us, Father. Help us now to get real and serious. This is serious, Father. We want to do everything, oh God, that you want us to do. But most of all, we want to be clean and we want to be holy. We thank you, Father, now. Minister of God as only you can. And we'll bless you and we'll never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live. We thank God for this broadcast. Amen. We ask that you continue to listen in. Praise God. On our next broadcast, we will continue this teaching on demonology and deliverance. Praise God. We ask that you drop us an email. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want further information about our ministry, just go to our website, www.wopministries.org. I see my time is just gone now. Amen. We thank God, amen, again for this opportunity. We pray, amen, that you would continue to seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stay in the will of God. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. Amen. And he's got your best interest at heart. Praise God. Until we meet on our next broadcast, I pray that the Lord will be with you, that he'll minister to you all through the night. Praise the Lord. That you have a blessed evening in the Lord. Stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you. He cares for you. Praise God. Amen. Until we meet, we say God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.